Col, great for to Galway to get off to a winning start against a very difficult game.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's nothing more than just 2 points on the board for us. We're looking forward to Westmeath now in 2 weeks' time in a different format, so it's just game after game, and that's all we're focusing on now, I suppose. Westmeath and then Armagh to follow. So yeah, it's great, tough conditions today, similar to when we played them in the league, but yeah, listen, we're delighted with, to get the win and get off to a great start.
Yeah, it's important to get off to a good start because, you know, Tyrone had been their feet up for the last couple of weeks. You were went through the direct route, say. The weather conditions didn't help it out there either.
No, exactly. It was similar to when we played them in the league in Tuam. And we knew what Tyrone would bring today. They've been in the long grass now for the last 5 or 6 weeks, but we knew what kind of performance they drove. But, and to be fair to them, they pushed us and we were happy enough to get through there at the end. With 3 point victory, so
yeah, it's all about showing a bit of maturity, a bit of, you know, patience on the football, and then when the gaps open up to bomb forward.
Yeah, it was one of those days, I suppose. We were kind of struggling up front at times, but we chipped away and we looked comfortable there until maybe the last 20-30 seconds, but we saw out the game, and I think that's something we were maybe criticised for last year, but we worked a lot on it, and yeah, we're delighted to see it over the line there at the end.
And you seem to love playing against Tyrone. I think the space opens up and you bomb forward to go to Vale, and that's two fine performances you've had against them this year.
Yeah, I suppose 14 men as well helped. They sat back a small bit. But yeah, I'm delighted to be playing, and whatever's asked of me, I'll do it. I've been in a range of different positions, so I don't mind as long as I'm playing, I suppose. So yeah.
And it was so important to get that victory because, like, you didn't want to be chasing points come the last couple of games.
No, exactly. And I think Cork's already mentioned to us, it's important we're now playing 3 games in 3 weeks, so we really want to win as many as we can and to avoid that preliminary. So it's a perfect start what we asked for, and we'll look back in this game now on Tuesday, review it, and look forward to Westmeath then.
Yeah, it's a little bit of unknowns, isn't it, with the new structure. You know, you just don't know what way it's going to go, but I suppose winning the games is the easy way out of it.
Exactly, yeah, that's all we're focused on. Whoever comes in front of us, that's our next challenge.
Is that how you kind of counter the lack of jeopardy that everyone is saying with regard to these group stage 3 out of 4 coming out, that you're just solely focused on winning it so you avoid the preliminary quarterfinal, get your 2 week gap and go into the quarterfinal as one of the winners?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's beneficial to everyone, you know, for bodies as well. Like, 3 games in 3 weeks would be a different challenge, very tough. That's, I suppose, where you'd be looking at the squad depth. But yeah, just winning brings confidence, and even though we're disappointed enough today with how we played, we still got over the line in the end, so that's all that matters.
Just you yourself, Carl, you've played in numerous positions this year or whatever. Any favours, or does your versatility give you an addition?
I suppose that's an advantage I have. I'm in competition for a range of different spots, but yeah, I don't mind wherever, whatever's asked me. I'll do the best I can, and I suppose that's all you can ask for. So yeah, I was delighted with how today went. Look forward to 2 weeks now.
At club level, Colin, where do you typically play? Just out of curiosity,
where are you goals?
In the wing, half back line, probably half forward line, around there. But yeah, I've been all over the place. So.
And coming on today, had PJ any specific instructions for you, like just in terms of make sure you keep hold of the ball, the conditions there?
Yeah, exactly. And just to mind the back more than anything else. Had a bit of a job to do on McCurry, and when Jack came off. But that was it, and the rest of it is just to go out, and he always says to express yourself and to play to your strengths, so that's what I did.